Five out of the six presidential candidates scheduled for the GPC debate locked horns in a last-minute attempt to win the attention and sympathy of Ghanaians in next week's presidential and parliamentary elections. The candidates were quizzed on almost every sector of the economy in a four-round debate, while the opposition candidates at the debate seemed unsatisfied with the achievement of the current government. The NDC candidate John Mahama disagreed with them. President Mahama told the gathering that Ghana is work in progress. A report by Doreen Ampofo and Irab Napaha. The debate was to offer the candidates a platform to communicate their ideas to the electorate ahead of the general election next week. Although there are seven candidates who will appear on the ballot paper, only five showed up at the debate. The MPP's Nana Akufo-Addo had already indicated his intention not to be part. However, the NDP's Nana Akunedo Ajiman-Rawlings was expected but failed to appear. The five candidates present were quizzed on various topical issues about the country. President Mahama, being the incumbent, took the most of the pot shots, as he had to defend decisions he had taken as the president and how he is handling issues like high interest rates, the energy crisis, unemployment, an unstable economy, among others. Though he acknowledged that there is more work to be done, President Mahama was quick to say that Ghana has recorded remarkable progress under his watch as the president. A major campaign message of the MPP is that the NHIS is collapsing and needs a revival. This allegation government has consistently refuted. The candidates at the debate corroborated government stance but said it needs massive improvement on education. Independent candidate Jacob Oseyebua said Ghana's educational system needs massive restructuring to ensure that skills of graduates meet requirements of the job market. For his part, Dr. Papa Kwesi Indum of the PPP addressed issues bordering on the strengthening of the National Identification Authority database and also insisted that he would solve the power challenges within 5 years. Candidate Ivor Greenstreet of the CPP said the party intends to install hundreds of wind turbines as an option to deal with power challenges. Dr. Edward Nasigri Mahama of the PNC, who was particular about the country's educational system and the power challenges, called for an overhaul of the educational system. He questioned the establishment of GRIDCO and said his government will put in place policies to ensure that there are independent power distributors who will bring more efficiency to the power sector. After the debate, all the candidates made a pledge to accept the outcome of next week's election and committed themselves to peace.